He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Steve Richards, filling in for Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Alliance Stadium. The 2008 preseason schedule was announced today, and we'll give you all the details. We'll also hear from Coach Kubiak as off-season workouts are now in full gear.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
The Texans will open up the 2008 preseason at home against the Broncos, before making a trip to New Orleans for Week 2. The team will spend the week prior to that game practicing with the Saints at training camp. Third is a trip to Texas Stadium to play the rival Dallas Cowboys on national television. And to wrap it up, Tampa Bay comes to Reliance Stadium. Pro Bowler DeMeco Ryans is already looking forward to getting back on the field.
I mean, I look forward to it just because it's a time where football, NFL is just beginning, so it's an exciting time for everyone, and we'll be excited about that. I think it's just a process of where we're just trying to get better, week in and week out with our team during the preseason week. So I don't think it's nothing we get too excited about because, it really doesn't count, but it's just to see where our team is, see where the camaraderie is between all of our guys, see how we're playing, meshing well together.
Even though it's just the preseason, Andre Johnson knows the stage will be big when the Cowboys host the Texans.
Every time we play them, it's a rival. Even like when we played them last year in the preseason game, it felt like a regular season game. Their guys were amped, our guys were amped, and, we went out and, gave a good showing. So, I'm pretty sure it'll be the same way this year.
Coach Gary Kubiak is entering his third year as head coach, and as always, is looking for improvement from the team. Kubiak has gone from 6 to 8 wins in his first two seasons, and looks to get into the playoffs for the first time as head coach in 2008. The workouts may be voluntary, but the team knows how important it is to be present.
This is your off-season program in this league is a voluntary program, but if you want to be good, it's you need everybody there. So the pressure comes from within the football team, guys trying to get better. I've always preached to these guys that the key is that we just keep getting better. And if our off-season program is better this year than it was last year, and our training camp's better, and our season's better, then we're going to be right where we want to be at the end of next year. So. Just looking at these guys, the way they work and the attendance that we're having right now, that's what you want if you're going to make progress as a team.
Fans, we'll be back tomorrow with updates on Dante Robinson and Charles Spencer. Thanks for listening, and remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Our team, all you Texans, get up and